Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking more and more EPDs all the time. Dr. Tanya Amon joining us in just a moment.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3- and 6-person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Ride a Viking. That's Ride a Viking. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
EPDs, expected progeny differences, have been around for quite a while within the cattle industry, and they've proven to be a very useful tool for cattle producers to be able to compare one sire to another within a breed. There's also comparisons between breeds that have been established as well, and it seems like in recent years we're starting to see more and more EPDs added to the lineup of things that can be considered by cattle producers as they make their sire selections. And Dr. Tanya Amon of Angus Genetics says, yep, more EPDs are out there than ever before.
That's true. Early on, we got the easy ones done first. Things like the growth traits, where data is pretty easy to collect. The traits moderately heritable, so we can make good progress in those traits. Mm-hmm. And as time has gone on, we start tackling the ones that are a little harder. We started adding carcass traits, and how does ultrasound data relate to that? And now we've done a good job with those, and we're getting into the area where we start looking at the reproductive traits. They're lowly heritable. So traditionally, we've tried to improve those through providing a good environment, maybe using some crossbreeding and things like that. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't develop selection tools for those because genetics does play a role, even though it's smaller than for some of the other traits.
You also talk with producers about some of the things that are kind of waiting in the wings or being rolled out in the near future. What's out there that will be added to the EPD lineup?
Sure. So for the American Angus Association, we will have a tenderness EPD rolling out very soon. That's one that we haven't probably focused on in our industry. We know it's important to consumers, but there haven't been good economic signals for us indicating that that's something we should focus on. So it's a bit more altruistic, but we are developing an EPD for that.
So Tanya, bringing it back to bull selection, how do you utilize all these EPDs that are out there these days, tie those all together and come up with a way to best select the bull that's right for you?
So the answer is you need to have a very, very clear goal in mind. What is your market target? What kind of cattle do you need to produce to hit that target? And then focus on those EPDs that fit your market and your target. You don't need to use them all. We have them because there are people that need all of them, but you don't have to use them all. I would also recommend, especially for commercial guys, consider using an index. Those bioeconomic indexes that all the breeds have, American Angus Associations, are dollar values, dollar W and dollar B. That actually puts multiple traits together into one number that's really easy to interpret, but also marries up the economics behind those traits. So you're actually selecting for a more optimal profit rather than just increasing output.
Dr. Tanya Amon with Angus Genetics. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
ITC is the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company. From our ITC Great Plains offices in Oklahoma City, we own, operate, and maintain the high-voltage electricity system that keeps the power flowing to communities in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the Oklahoma FFA and to sponsor reports on the Radio Oklahoma Network and the Blue Green Gazette from the 88th National FFA Convention. We're proud to play a vital role in shaping the energy future here in Oklahoma and beyond. For more information, visit us at itctransco.com. ITC is your energy superhighway.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.